This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at update to ICD-10, and finally a story about obesity-induced osteoarthritis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 515, recorded July 17th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. According to a press release from the American Medical Association, also known as the AMA, implementation of the ICD-10 code set is just around the corner, with a hard deadline of October 1st, 2015. Many physicians have been concerned about adopting this code set because of the heavy investment of time and resources and the potential for claims disruptions that could interfere with patient care. Fortunately, the AMA has secured provisions that will ease this transition, particularly for physicians in practices with limited resources. In response to the extensive communication of physicians' concerns, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, announced recently that it is making several critical changes to the transition period so that physicians can continue to provide high-quality patient care without risking their livelihood. One of the changes addressed the following. For the first year ICD-10 is in place, Medicare claims will not be denied solely based on the specificity of the diagnosis codes as long as they are from the appropriate family of ICD-10 codes. This means that Medicare will not deny payment for these unintentional errors as practices become accustomed to ICD-10 coding. In addition, Medicare claims will not be audited based on the specificity of the diagnosis codes as long as they are from the appropriate family of codes. This transition period will give physicians and their practice teams time to get up to speed on the more complicated code set. Both Medicare administrative contractors and recovery audit contractors will be required to follow this policy. Surf to our show notes for details and discuss with your local officials. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Osteoarthritis is a degenerative joint disease characterized by articular cartilage degradation, osteophyte formation, synovitis, and subchondral bone sclerosis. One of osteoarthritis's main risk factors is obesity. To date, it is not fully understood how obesity results in osteoarthritis. Historically, this link was ascribed to excessive joint loading as a result of increased body weight. However, the association between obesity and osteoarthritis in non-weight-bearing joints suggests a more complex etiology for obesity-induced osteoarthritis. In the present review of this article, the link between arthritis and obesity is discussed. First, the historical view of altered joint loading leading to wear and tear of the joint is addressed. Subsequently, the effects of a disturbed lipid metabolism, low-grade inflammation, and adipokines of joint tissues are discussed and linked to osteoarthritis. Taken together, inflamed adipose tissue and dyslipidemia play pivotal roles in obesity-induced osteoarthritis. It becomes increasingly clear that the link between obesity and osteoarthritis transcends excessive loading. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Henry Ford. A business that makes nothing but money is a poor business. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.